Right, it's coffee time at the Falmouth Hotel. People are breaking from the conference after hearing people talk about the university's part in the development of Falmouth and Penryn, as well as broadband. Now, we're going to just try and find a few people to talk to about what their impression of what's been said. Can I just break in here, Mike Kevin? Butterfly Business Training. Just tell me, what's interested you about what's been said today so far?
I think it's just really energetic. It's good to meet the very important people that are here. There's just so much information that, as small traders, that we need. We need the information and we need to hear it from the horse's mouth, and that's what we're hearing today, so it's really exciting.
Now, a lot has been said about the university's part in that. Does that excite you?
It does. It does, because we need to know, we need to connect with them. As a big business community, we need to connect with all our resources, and of course, they're just fantastic, aren't they?
Thank you very much. So let's move over to somewhere else in the room, and I'm just going to ask this lady here who's getting coffee. So what's your name and where you're...
Jackie George, Cornwall Development Company.
Okay. What's interested you about the messages coming across today?
I think it's the enthusiasm with the local businesses, actually, for the developments that are happening in the town.
And the enthusiasm also is combined with a lot of information. You've been hearing about broadband and things like sand pits at Tremeaux. Just tell me what you've learnt which you didn't know before.
The targets that they've got to reach for engagement with businesses, I think, is the big one for me, and how they're all going to achieve it.
So we found a Robert Rush over here from PFA Research who's been listening into the conference. Tell me what's taken your attention so far.
I have a particular interest in the innovation centres, and I think, I mean, we're research-led and market research, and I'm fascinated to hear how that whole academy of innovation research is developing and how that's bringing different sorts of business together out of healthcare and all sorts, actually, so far.
So we're talking about the Tremeaux Innovation Centre?
Yeah, the Tremeaux Innovation Centre particularly.
Because it's we've already had the Pool Innovation Centre, so we can see how it works in Cornwall. And this Tremeaux one is going to be linked in with the university. Do you understand what a sand pit is now? That was mentioned.
Well, I think so. I mean, that's about bringing different sorts of businesses together and get them away from the desks and tapping into their creative spaces and their creative minds. And that's just particularly fascinating.
Caroline Eddy from Employability in Cornwall to speak on the podcast. Just tell me about what you've learnt about the future of employment, possibly, in the Falmouth Penryn area.
It sounds really promising, to be honest. I help adults with learning disabilities into work, so it sounds like there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people of all abilities in Falmouth, which is great. And hopefully, from this meeting, we can network with some people that might be able to provide some of those opportunities to our clients. So it sounds really good.
And there's a whole lot of people using the internet in innovative ways. And so we've got two people here, Johnny Pope from Into3D Design and Jonathan Brassington from Icarus Films. Jonathan, you use the internet quite a bit for uploading video. What's taken your interest about that? We've heard about broadband, haven't we?
Yeah, the use of the high-speed broadband will be a massive boon to what I'm doing. Obviously, uploading videos to places like YouTube and Vimeo, you need that increased bandwidth to actually upload the actual footage, and everybody going into high def and possibly 3D into the future. It is larger file sizes that you're having to deal with, so the greater bandwidth will be a big help.
And that's a similar thing that you need to deal with, isn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, for us, it's the customer side of things, really. A lot of people, they're very cagey about using video or high graphically intensive things on their website. Having a fast broadband means that that's no longer a problem for them. So, I mean, it's a great business opportunity for us.